Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire. All right, time now, guys, for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, sex, work, dating, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air,
pop
just
it,
like
Jenny.
We're going to read
pop
this
it.
One right here, right now. That's for you, Jay.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: he's mine sometimes, but he belongs to her. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been friends with a great guy for 3 years, and we have become the best of friends with the best sexual chemistry. Our sex is off the chain. He dates other women, but he's always said that he wouldn't get in a relationship without letting me meet the female and giving him my blessing. We never talked about us being in a relationship, so I gave up hope early on. He found out I was dating a guy once, and he got very upset and wouldn't answer my calls for a whole week. I didn't want to mess up our friendship, so I broke up with the guy. A few days later, he called me and said he really needed to talk to me. He told me that he's met someone and it feels right, like she might be the one for him. My heart sank and my feelings came out of nowhere. Then I realized that I love this man. Instead of telling him I was hurt, I told him that I supported him and couldn't wait to meet her. Later that evening, he came over and we had sex. I cried while we had sex because I had decided that would be the last time we were intimate. I told him that we couldn't have sex anymore, and he agreed that it would be awkward for me whenever his girlfriend is around. Fast forward to a week ago, I met his new girlfriend at his house. She's cute and seems like she's very sweet. She helped him cook dinner, and whenever she wasn't looking, he rubbed on my butt or squeezed my breasts. He texted me that he couldn't wait to taste me. As soon as his girlfriend left, we had sex. We are addicted to each other sexually. He said even though he's with her, his body will always crave mine. I don't want to be the number two woman in his life, but I need him. How can I break this cycle with him? Please help. He's never yours anytime and never has been, period. Okay? Never has been. This letter is just very sad to me. It's very sad and it's pitiful. I mean, I'm sorry that you can't see that you're being used, and this has nothing to do with the so-called friendship you think you have with him. You are just allowing this man to have his way with you whenever and wherever he wants, while he, on the other hand, can dump you when he gets a new woman in his life. then he expects you to fall back, which you do, all under the guise of a so-called friendship. Who wants a friend like this? And if that's the case, why can't you do the same? He got mad, remember, when you had a man and didn't talk to you for a whole week. You broke up with someone who could have treated you way better than this guy because of him. I mean, you're just his sex toy at this point, and you're available at his beck and call. That's not cool. He's using you. This is not love. It is lust, and surely you want better for yourself. I say cut him off now. How do you break this cycle with him, you ask? Stop answering his calls. Stop letting him touch you. Stop, you know, this is your body. He's touching you so inappropriately, and most of all, get yourself some new friends, okay? Some real friends, so you can see the difference in real friends and what this guy is offering you. Steve?
Everything that Shirley just said is 1,000% truth. I mean, that's all I can tell you. But what do you want me to say? Shirley told you everything that you needed to hear. I can't even add anything. Except the only thing I can add is, what's wrong with you? How you don't see what he doing? First of all, from the get-go, you all are calling yourself the best of friends with the best sexual chemistry. So you friends with benefits. The sex is off the chain. Here's the next line that fixes everything you need to know. He dates other women, but he's always said that he wouldn't get in a relationship without letting me meet the female and giving him my blessing. What? So that made him cool? He said he'd never get in a relationship with another female without letting me meet her and giving him a blessing. What you think you finna say to stop him from seeing this girl? Girl, that's game. He got you. All he's doing you is making you think that your second, third, fourth, or fifth position that you hold has some type of voting rights with it. I'm going to date these other women, but if I ever get into a relationship, girl, he in a relationship now. We never talked about us being in a relationship, so I gave up hope early on. So you all never discussed y'all being an item, so he never counted you as an item, so you was just another item. You got played. You started dating the guy once. He got upset and wouldn't answer your calls for a week. I didn't want to mess up our friendship. What? So I broke up with the guy. Really? Then a few days later, he called me and said he really needed to talk to me. He told me that he'd have met somebody and it feels right and she might be the one for him. Hey, then guess what happened to you? Your heart sank and your feelings came out of nowhere. Then I realized I love this man. Oh, God, you stupid. Lady, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on, really? All this? And then instead of telling him I was hurt, guess what you did? I told him that I supported him and couldn't wait to meet her. When we come back, Lord have mercy.
Hold on, Steve. We'll be back at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, he's mine sometimes, but he belongs to her. Part two of Steve's response right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, he's mine sometimes, but he belongs to her.
The title is wrong. You ain't got nothing right. You've been dating this man as your friend. He dates other women. You all never discuss being in a relationship. He told you, though, that you are important to him, and that if he ever starts dating before he gets a relationship, he'll make you meet, make sure you meet her and get his blessing. This is all set up, girl. This ain't nothing but the setup game. This man that poked you to see exactly how far he could go with you, he done set you up to see how much he can get away with you, and you passing all the tests. You even started dating the guy. He got mad, so you broke up with the guy because he was mad. He ain't called you for a week. Then when he did call you, he told you he done met somebody and he think it feel right. Now, you done gave up somebody that could have did you right, like Shirley said, but you done already said y'all ain't got no shot at no relationship. You said that at the top, and now you done sat up here and told me that your dumb ass think you fell in love with him. No, this is stupid.
It is.
It don't make no sense. You just said y'all had no shot of a relationship. He date other women. He told you if he finds somebody, if it feel right, he'll let you know. He finds somebody, told you it feel right, and he wants you to meet him. Your heart sank. But instead of telling him that you love him like you do, you told him you supported him and couldn't wait to meet her. What you want to meet her for? After that evening, he came over. We had some more sex. So wait a minute. I can tell her that I got somebody else, that it feel right, and I'm finna go with her, but I can still come over and have sex. He trying everything with you. You passing all the tests. He can get away with anything with you. I cried after we had sex because I had decided that it would be the last time we're intimate. I bet it wasn't. I told him that we couldn't have sex anymore, and he agreed. It'd be awkward for me after his girlfriend is around. Well, fast forward a week ago, I met his new girlfriend at his house. I don't know who set this up right here. This is, can't be real.
Crazy, though.
Yeah. Now, you'd have met his girlfriend at his house. She was cute. It seems like she's very sweet. She helped him cook dinner. And whenever she wasn't looking, he rubbed my butt or squeezed my breast. Some more tests. Let me see if I can be physically aggressive with her while this other one is around so I can keep on the hook and make her think she's something to me while I had this real relationship with this other woman, which ain't really real relationship either, but I got game. He texts me that he couldn't wait to taste me.
Yeah, tell him, boy.
As soon as his girlfriend left, we had sex. He was just crying the other night. You just said because it was the last time you was going to be intimate. Now, you right after you cry, one thing you need to do in this letter, you need to quit crying.
Yeah.
Every time you cry.
She was crying during
sex. I need to say that. Stop it crying. We are addicted to each other sexually. He said even though he's with her, his body will always crave mine. I don't want to be the number two woman in his life, but I need him. How can I break this cycle with him? Please help. You don't want to be the number two woman. You said he date other women. You ain't number two. You one of many.
Yeah.
But you his favorite because he can get away with anything with you.
Yeah.
Listen
anything.
To me. He hasn't told all this to them other girls. And you know how I know? Because that girl came over, that's his girlfriend, thinking y'all just friends. And while she helping him cook, she had no idea he's screwing you, feeling your breasts and squeezing your booty while she ain't looking and cooking. If he told that to everybody, he would have told you in front of her, hey, this is my side piece. This is one of the other women I'm seeing. But he ain't told that to her. You the only one he telling it to. You the only one falling for the okey-doke. How come he didn't introduce you to his new girlfriend as his other woman? Why? Because he can't get her to be his girlfriend if she find out he got you. Yeah. You the only one going along with this.
Yeah.
How do you stop? Stop!
Tommy.
Stop being stuck on stupid.
Yes.
You done already let one good man potentially get out your life and go because you hanging on to Mr. Wrong. Mm-hmm.
Suck on it.
Tommy, you're not helping her.
No, no, no. It doesn't matter. Who is he trying to help? See, you got to understand when he talks.
Definitely right.
Who is he?
If somebody is stuck in stupid, and I can't get them out, why don't I capitalize on the stupid?
Because you don't know her.
That's immaterial, Tommy. That means nothing.
I'm with you on that, Tommy. I'm back on your side.
All right. Yeah, she just needs to get woke.
Man.
Come on, girl. Yeah. That's why I say this is just pitiful.
And quit crying.
Self-esteem.
Oh, now you want to quit crying?
Well, I don't want to be making love and you crying. That
kills the mood. All right, listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next, 46 minutes after the hour, our girl from the talk, Cheryl Underwood, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.